Linda is a care worker in County Durham.
I'll be up in a minute. I'll just get myself ready and logged in.
She works for the company Home Instead Senior Care, and I've joined her on her morning rounds.
You know, these people need a voice. They need to be listened to, and they're individuals with stories. So their short-term memory is not brilliant. So concentrate on what they do know, what they can remember, and, you know, create a friendship based on that.
I'm just going to put the milk in the fridge first, OK?
Linda and the company specialise in caring for people who just need that little bit of extra help to stay at home. However, with more of us living for longer, that means the majority of the people they care for now have some form of dementia.
People with dementia can be particularly depressed and anxious, and you just have to be there and reassure them. And sometimes if they have difficulty with speech, you know, holding a hand, a rub of the shoulder, you know, just letting them know that you're there.
Linda spends at least an hour with each person she visits. She'll maybe run a bath for them, do the ironing, or just be that friendly face they can chat to. But what motivates her to do what, at times, can be a difficult job?
Because I love making a difference to people's lives, and I care. I care passionately about what I do. I think I make a difference to people's lives, and in turn that makes a difference to mine.
And that passion runs through the company.
I decided shortly after my mum passed away that I thought I could do something better for other people.
2 years ago, Trudy Jameson left her secure council job to set up the Durham franchise for Home Instead Senior Care.
My main motivation for this, my mum had to have care at home, and I just couldn't get it right for her. Having worked in care, I still couldn't get her the right package. My mum was just sort of bewildered. You know, the door would knock 4 or 5 times a day, and they'd fly in and fly out, and she was just left confused and on the phone to me constantly for reassurance.
There is some simple arithmetic as a society that we have to confront. As more of us develop dementia, will there be enough carers to meet that demand?
It's quite difficult. Care's never had a great name to it, and I think if you can allow somebody to live at home for longer with dignity and respect, then that's the best job out there. We're always looking for people to come and work for us. So we have quite a lot of people that we do turn away. They just haven't got that right skill and that right value base for us. But the staff that we have are people I would trust to look after my family.
Anything else you need?
No, I mean, we've got returns on the door.
You have, I've written three on the fridge.
As Linda comes to the end of her visit, we reflect on the emotional side of a job that can be uplifting as well as draining.
Do you get sad doing this job?
That's a hard one. I try and stay really positive. I think you can get a lot of joy doing this job because you can see people come alive. Yeah, it can be sad if they get very emotional, and sometimes they share things that are really, really hard. But always in our job, for me particularly, you have to stay positive.
It's time for Linda to leave until tomorrow, and as she does, it's worth pondering on the idea that more and more of us may one day need someone just like Linda to be in our lives.
All right, take care, Doreen. See you Wednesday. Yeah.